Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We are starting about the second line with the word to Itmar. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. At the end of Gemara, in order to answer a question, we brought up an interesting case where if a person tells somebody, you should be kind of like a donkey, the person's not kind of anything. Because just like the donkey can't be kind of, so the person's not kind of anything either. And here we continue discussing this. The Itmar was stated, Kani Kachamar like Kana. If one person tells another, I want you to be kind of like a donkey, so he's not kind of anything, obviously like what we just said, because a donkey can't be kind of, so this person's not kind of either. However, what about the following case? Let's say a person tells somebody else, At vechamar, you and the donkey should be kinda. So Rav Nachman says, Kana mechta, the guy gets half. Whereas Rav Nun Amar, he says, Loimer klom, the guy didn't say anything because he wants both of these entities, if you will, to be kinda. And since the donkey can't be kinda, the other guy's not kinda either. Whereas Rav Shesha says, Kana hakoil, the guy's kinda everything. Because we understand that the machna is trying to say, I want whoever to be kinda over here to be kinda. And since the donkey can't be kinda anything, that means that everything goes to the guy who could be kinda. Now, Amar Rav Shesha says, law. How do I know this? Tanya, you have a braiso. Now, this is a din regarding truma. We know that one is not able to be tirim min ara al yafeh, from inferior produce for superior produce. Now, let's say a guy has 50 kishos, which is either translated squash, gourd, melon, cucumber, or something else maybe, and he wants to separate one of these kishos to be truma for everything. Technically, we have an issue. The bitter part of the kishos can't be truma for the sweet part of the other kishos, because that's ra al yafeh. And so what's he supposed to do? Rabbi Yossi tells us in the braiso, ain't l'chamar b'kishos el p'nimi shabai. The only bitter part of the kishos is the inside. Lefikach, therefore, kshu tirem, when he's taking off truma, using one kishos for all the others, maisav al chitzin shabai, he has to add on to the outer part, which means he has to cut off some of the outer part of another kishos, the tirem, and use that as truma. And so now he has sufficient outer part, which is sweet, in order to be truma for everything else. Now the question is, Amaya, why does this even work? Atv chamarhu, it technically should be atv chamar, because he's trying to have truma work from ra al yafeh, from the bitter part for the sweet part. And so technically, according to other mandamrim, nothing should work. And by the fact that we see that it does work, it must be, says Rav Sheshes, that I'm correct. Then in the case of atva chamor, we only want to work what is able to work. And since the bitter part is not able to be truma for the sweet parts of the other kishos, so fine, we're not paying attention to that bitter part. We're only paying attention to the sweet part. And that's why this truma works. Harley Gemara says that's not a raya. Shani Hossam, that case is different. The midar raya truma al yasahi. Actually, midar raya it is valid truma. The bitter part is able to be truma for the sweet part, at least midairaisa. How do we know this? Domar of Illa says, how do we know if a person separates truma from inferior produce for superior produce, that it's valid? Says, one shall not bear sin when he separates its choicest from it. And this is where we learn that a person should only separate min hayafe ala yafe, from good onto good, and not from bad onto good. Now what's a limud? If it's not going to be kadosh, if it's not valid truma at all, so why would the guy bear sin? The only way a person could have a sin, he could have an avera by separating min hara l'yafeh, is if it's valid. He shouldn't do so, but if he does do so, it's valid. And therefore, mikan, we learn from here, l'tar min hara l'yafeh shetrumas truma, that if a person separates min hara l'yafeh, it's valid truma. And therefore, Rav Sheshes can't bring a raya from this braisa Rav Yaisi, because again, that braisa is talking about min hara l'yafeh, that anyway midai raisa would work. So therefore, there's no raya from there to the case of atva chamar. And we continue discussing this. Amalei Rav Marcha l'Ravashi, Rav Marcha told Ravashi, Masar Avia Tiyofta. Rav Avia suggested a Tiyofta to this. We have a case in Maseches Ksubis that tells us, there's a story with five women, there was two sisters among these women, so three were regular and two were sisters, and a fellow picked a basket of figs, it belonged to them, it was Shemitah figs, and he said as follows, all of you are Mekudashes to me with this basket. And one of them took this basket on behalf of all of them, and Amar Chacham said, the sisters are not Mekudashes. Now what do we see from here? The sisters are not Mekudashais, but the foreign ones, that's what we're calling Nachriyais, the other women, they are Mekudashais. Now, Vamai, why would that be? Atva Chamar, it's a case of Atva Chamar, because it seems to be that he's trying to Mekadesh all of them. Obviously, he can't be Mekadesh the two sisters because a person can't marry two sisters, and nonetheless, his Kedushin does work for the other three. Now, Amar Leah, Ravashi told Mordechai, Hainu dechazoy Rav Huna bar Avi b'chalma. This must be the explanation of why I saw Rav Huna bar Avi in my dream, the Maser of Avi Tiyofta. It's because Rav Avi had asked this refutation. And I have an answer to it by saying, Lavmi Kimna, didn't we already establish that case is referring to the following? Da Amer, where the person who is being Mekadesh these women said, Haru'uy mikem labia tiskadesh li. Whoever among you is fitting for bia, they should be Mekadeshes to me. And therefore, since the person was very clear about whom he wants to be Mekadesh, he only wants to be Mekadesh the three and not the two sisters, so that's why his Kiddushin works. And that's not necessarily right in a different case, that if he did not say this, if he didn't say Haru'uy mikem labia, that the Kiddushin will work. So no right for the case of Adv Chamar. And we continue discussing other cases. Ahuda Amar Lo LeBetzu, a fellow told his wife, Nechasai Leich Ulebneich, my Nechasim go to you and to your sons. Now here's the catch. We know that a wife doesn't inherit her husband. And so what's he trying to tell her when he's saying, you get the Nechasim and your children? So Rav Yosef says, Kansa Mechza, she gets half of the Nechasim. He's clearly trying to tell his wife that you get half of my Nechasim and all the other kids, they have to split the remaining half. And Rav Yosef says, Mino Aminola, how do I know this? Tanya, because we have a Brai, so Rebbe Amir Rebbe tells us, this pasuk is in regards to Lechem upon him. We know that there were 12 Lechem upon him in the Beis HaMikdash that was distributed every Shabbos, and the pasuk tells us, V'haysal Aaron Labanov, they shall be for Aaron and his sons. What do we learn from here? Mechzal Aaron, Mechzal Labanov. Aaron receives half of them, he gets six, and his sons have to split the other half. And it must be that's what the husband was saying, that half of my Nechasim go to you, my wife, and the other half have to be divided by the other children. However, Amalei Abai told Rav Yosef, Bishleim Ahasam, we understand over there from the pasuk, Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Aaron is a Bar Chalukah, he deserves some of the Lechem upon him anyway, because he's a Kain. Lahi part Be'rachman El Mishkal Palga, that's what the Torah specified Aaron in order to emphasize that he receives half of all the Lechem upon him. Anyway, he was going to be receiving, and therefore, by the pasuk telling us, V'haysa Le Aaron Ulubanov, that's showing that he receives a full half of everything. But Isha Lav Bas Yerushahi, a woman, she's not supposed to get a Yerusha at all, and therefore, Dai Shetito Ke'echem Abanim, it's sufficient that she receives equal portion along with the other sons. In other words, according to Abaye, when a husband tells his wife, Nechasai Leich Ulubneich, he's trying to say that don't worry, you're going to get some of the Yerusha along with the other kids, meaning you're going to get an equal portion, but not that she's going to get a full 50%. Asking about Aini, is that really so? Of the Havah ben Arda, there was a story in Arda of Agbe Shmuel Palga, and Shmuel allowed her to collect a full half, and Bitvaria, there's a story in Tvaria of Agbe Rabbi Yechon and Palga, Rabbi Yechon allowed her to collect a full half, and Vesu, furthermore, we see the same from the following. Kiosar Yisrael Bar Yosef, when Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said as follows, there was a tax for the crown that was sent from the king, and this is how it was formulated. This is what was written in this official tax document, Abule Vaisteruge, that the rich people and the officers have to pay this tax. And Amar Rebbe said, Nisbu Abule Palga Vistruge Palga, that the rich people have to give half and the officers have to give the other half. Now, technically, there's room to say that since the rich people are richer than the officers, they should have to pay more of the tax than the officers. But no, we see from here that Rebbe said it's 50-50. So it must be that in the case of the wife as well, she gets half of all the Nechasim. However, on this, we say not a raya. Hachiashis is really so. Hasam, over there, in the case of the tax for the crown, Meikar Ki Havakasvi, originally when they used to write the Lashon, when they used to formulate how this tax has to be paid, Abule Havakasvi, they only used to write that the rich people had to pay for it. And Vestruge Havamasai Badayu, the officers used to help out on their own. It's very nice of them. They used to take money out of their own pockets, even though they weren't asked, and they used to help pay for the tax. V'yada Malka da Havakamasaya, and the king knew that they used to help. And Hashta, all of a sudden now, Maidaka Kasvi, what was being written in the Shtar, Abule Vastruge, that both the rich people and the officers have to pay. And it was never written before explicitly in the tax document that the officers have to pay. Lememra must be that it's come to tell us, Dahani Palga Mahani Palga, that each one has to give half of the tax. And that's the only reason why they had to give 50%, because it was clearly written in the document to emphasize that they have to give more than they used to. But that's not necessarily a riot to the wife, who's receiving something from her husband. She does not necessarily get a full 50% of the Yerusha. And we can deal with another case. Masra Rebzeir asked the following, Ha'aymer, if a person says, Harei Mincha Me'a Yisarin Lohavi Mishnei Kalim, I take upon myself to bring a carbon mincha of 100 Yisarin in two different Kalim. Now we know that the maximum a private mincha could be is 60 Yisarin. So he says, I want to bring a mincha of 100 Yisarin in two different Kalim. Maybe Shishim Kliyachad Varbaim Kliyachad, he should bring 60 in one Kli and 40 in the other. Kovim Gilmah Bez on top of him, Hevi Chamishim Kliyachad Chamishim Kliyachad Yatza. If he ended up putting 50 Yisarin to one Kli and 50 Yisarin to the other, he's Yatza. Now what do we see from here? Im Hevi in Lechatchila Loi. That if he put 50 into this and 50 into that, he's Yatza and it's Beseder. But Lechatchila, he should not do that. Now Isaac Daita, Kalki Aigavna, Palgu Palgahu, if it's really true what you're saying, that in all these situations that two people or two things are named, it's supposed to be split equally 50-50, Afil Lechatchila Nami. Even Lechatchila, the guy should be able to put 50 sarin in this kli and 50 sarin in that kli. Why does it seem to be saying that Lechatchila he has to put 60 sarin here and 40 sarin there? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Ashta, is that a raya? Hasam Anansadi the Haigavra Mekar Lekarbon Galo Kamachavin. Over there, we're Edim. We know for sure that the guy wants to bring the biggest carbon, the biggest mincha he possibly could, because he said 100 Yisarin, and Mahadakar Mishnei Kalim, the only reason why he mentioned two Kalim is the other, the Lafshal Asib Kli Echad, is because he knows that he can't bring 100 Yisarin in one Kli, and therefore, what was his intent? Kamada Efshar Lesuye Maisinon. However much he's able to put into one Kli, that's how much he should be putting in, namely 60 in one and 40 in the other. And that's why the Chatchila should not be split equally, but in other scenarios, maybe it should be split equally. And Behilch Zakavasir of Yosef, the Halacha Zak of Yosef, in three different things, Besada Inyanu Mechza, Sadi and Inyan are referring to something that we had way earlier on, and Mechza is this din of Mechza, the Halach Zakr B'Yosef. And the Gemara continues with more scenarios of a person trying to give something to somebody else. smells and how we're supposed to apportion it. So Hudishadar Pitsky the Shiroi Lebese, a fellow sent silk garments to his house. He was maybe overseas and sent some silk garments over. And Amravami Rami says, Huriyun Labanim Labanim, Huriyun Labanis Labanis. Since the father didn't say who this silk cloth should go to, whatever's fitting for the boys should go to the boys, whatever's fitting for the girls should go to the girls. Veloy Amr, this was only said, El Delas like Kalasa, if he doesn't have a daughter in law, Aval Isle Kalasa, if he has a daughter in law, Le Kalasa Shadar, he was most probably sending them to his daughter in law. However, V Benase Loy Nasiban, if his fellow's daughters were not married, which means he still has the chiv to support them, Loy Shavak Benase, Mishal Kalasa, he's not going to leave his daughter and send his daughter in law, so it must be that he'd be sending to his daughter. But again, if he has a daughter, but she's married, so she's being supported by her husband, so then we assume that he was sending it to his daughter-in-law. And another situation, there was a fellow that told others, Nechasei Labanai, my Nechasim go to my sons. But the catch is, Havalei Bro Ubarta, he only had one son and a daughter. It could be he had multiple daughters. The key is that he only had one son. The question is as follows, Mikaru Inshi Lebro Banai, does a person call an individual son that he has my sons? And that means he's trying to emphasize that all of his Nechasim should go to this one son of his. I don't know, perhaps, Loikaru Inshi Lebro Banai, a person will not call their individual son my sons, plural, and will what this guy's trying to do is bring his daughters along into the matana that they should also receive some of the Yerusha, and that's why he said banai. He didn't mean my sons, he meant my children, including his daughter. So Rabbi Abai says, Tashma, we've attempted Raya. The Pasuk tells us, Ubnei Dan Chushem, that the sons, plural, of Dan were Chushem, and Chushem is only one person. So we see that even if a person only has one son, he will be called by the plural usage of the word banai, because it says Ubnei Dan Chushem. However, Amalei Rava, Rava told him that's not a Raya. Maybe we're supposed to understand this pasuk like what was taught in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya. Shahayim Merubin Kechushim Shalkaneh. Then when the pasuk says Ubnei Dan, it means that the children of Dan were so numerous they were like the Chushim of Kaneh, which either means bundles of reeds or leaves of reeds, and it actually means that Dan had many children and not just one son. And therefore, Ela Marava, Rava gives a different answer. It says in the pasuk Ubnei Falu Eliyav, that the sons of Falu were Eliyav and only lets one child. And Rav Yosef Amar Yosef says we have another raya. It says Ubnei Eson Azariah, that the sons of Eson were Azariah, and Azariah is only one person. And so we see from these two different psukim that we will use the plural term of B'nai, even though we're only talking about one son. And we continue with this, Ha'uda Amr Lahud, there was a fellow that told others, Nechasel B'nai, my Nechasel go to my sons, and Havale Bra Ubar Bra. He had a son and a grandson. So the question is, Karu Inshil Bar Bra Bra, does a person call his grandson his son, and therefore his grandson would also get some of the Nechasim? Or lawyer, maybe not. So Chaviva Amar, Karu Inshil Bar Bra Bra, Chaviva says a person does call his grandson his son. Whereas Mar Bar Avashi Amar, he tells us, Loi Karu Inshil Bar Bara Bara. A person does not call his grandson his son. And Tani Kavasi Mar Bar Avashi, we have a brass, just like Mar Bar Avashi, Hamudra Ana Mibanim, if a person is Mudra Ana from sons, he made neder, he's not deriving any benefit from his sons, Mudra Bnei Banim, he's allowed to derive benefit from his grandsons, and so we see that a person does not call his grandsons his sons. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, begin with a brand new Mishnah, continue to discuss Yerusha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.